call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
What a surprise. I got a voicemail. Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, especially right now, Glory Jane. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I think you're cute, because I miss you terribly, because I want you back. I did send a card to Glory Jane today, like I did with Zadok. It includes a disc that has the last couple years of videos on it, which is actually a little more extensive than the one to Zadok, because it has the one to Zadok on it, since that was done obviously after the disc was sent. And I will, of course, plan on doing the normal happy birthday video for her this weekend. But the card is already online. I mean, if you want to see the card already. Again, as I point out, I've been troubled for some time, but it pushed me over the edge after I did the study in Mother's Day. I write cards now. I don't buy cards. It's not the money question. It's because it does take more effort to handwrite a card, especially for somebody like me who's, a keyboard person. Just before I called, I heard a comment made about you're on your own. The context was slightly different than ours, but what it brought up is the idea that, the Lord places us in families. And it's families that kick out members. But that's not the command of the Lord. The command of the Lord is a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. But those two don't separate ever until death. So you're not supposed to be alone. You're not on your own. But that's for the follower of Christ. And obviously, no point in going down that road again. It is interesting. One of the things that has come to mind is Proverbs 27:5, a verse that my family and I learned when our kids were younger. Well, some of our kids. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. You might recall that. And the thing that's fascinating is, I didn't realize it then, but I do realize it now. We have this idea of you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord, which is the reason why you should love your neighbor as yourself. But the verse before that has about you shall rebuke your neighbor, which is consistent with better is open rebuke than hidden love. So trying to be consistent with that, Jim Cross, what you're doing is wrong. Hiding, being unwilling to show love, hiding behind someone who uses the Talmud is unloving and the act of a coward. This is open rebuke. This is an act of love. Because I claim what I'm pointing to you is the truth. And my goal with you, sir, is reconciliation, not to beat you. I have no desire to win an argument with you. I have a desire to reconcile with you. But reconcile with you with the truth on the table, with open rebuke. Come to the table, Mr. Cross. Don't act as a coward. Act as my brother. Dress for action like a man, as I quoted the Lord stating to Job. I did just before I called, read the email using Emerald Onion from October 24th. Do you have any idea what it takes to write something like that? It's called the grace of the Lord. I hope Jim Cross knows that grace. I hope my kids know that grace. With a focus on Glory Jane right now. And I hope my wife knows that grace. And the way to show it is to share it. I desire that. I welcome someone else who is too. Dorothy Jane, I'm so much in love with you. I miss you terribly. And I want you back.